Secretary, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name and position for the record, and the podium is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bill Crouch, Secretary of DHHR, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to respond. That was quite a lot to take in. I think Mr. Folio covered or tried to cover every aspect of what Sharp Hospital does. I'm really not quite sure where to start. Mr. Folio says that they're not adversarial with DHHR. And then he goes on to criticize every aspect of what Sharp Hospital does. And then he gets personal with regard to our CEO and myself. Mr. Folio was an employee of DHHR for 2 years. He was general counsel for the Office of Health Facilities. He left on August 15th. On August 22nd, he started the job with Disability Rights. That's an advocacy group that we've always worked with, never been adversarial. We've never had issues with Disability Rights. On August 23rd, we received a very long letter asking for detailed information. Mr. Folio, at the end of that, I guess this was from Susan Givens, the executive director, at the end they said Mr. Folio would be screened out because he'd been an employee of DHHR. We've received probably 25 or 30 letters. We're still trying to respond to all those from Disability Rights. Just a significant number of correspondence regarding Sharp. We have named a new general counsel. That general counsel is still doing two jobs, so he's trying to handle hearings for another part of DHHR. So we're working to respond to those requests. But let me make clear from my position, that was an attack on DHHR. I wasn't advocating for disability individuals who have disabled individuals. And Mr. Folio and everyone that works for me knows how I operate. Everyone. We don't sweep things under the rug. We tell the truth. If we do something wrong, we'll admit it and we'll fix it. We treat people with courtesy and respect, and everybody's heard this. We do the right thing. Sometimes that's difficult, but we try to do the right thing all the time. Let me talk a little bit about Sharp and the patients that are there. Every patient admitted to Sharp Hospital is admitted through a court order. These are patients who, from a civil commitment standpoint, are a danger to themselves or others. Forensic patients have committed a crime, but they're not mentally competent to go through the system. So every patient we have is court ordered. And I'll just touch on the issue of overbedding. CMS knows about this. We have a surge plan when we have to go above our census, but we're not allowed to refuse a discharge from the courts. So what we have to do is find another patient in Sharp and divert those to another hospital. And that's not always easy. Diversion hospitals sometimes refuse to take patients who are violent and who are combative and who are difficult to deal with. So we work hard to make sure we keep that census down below the 200 beds of Sharp, but that's not always possible. But we have a plan for that. CMS is aware of that. OFLAC's aware of that. That's not a secret. That's not something that's wrong. We know how to do that. We don't like to do that, but we know how to do it. Again, there are so many issues here, but I want to make sure everyone understands Sharp Hospital is a difficult place to work. We have folks who go to the emergency room almost at least monthly, a couple of times a month, because they've been injured, trying to keep staff calm and trying to deal with issues. We had a nurse who had to lock herself into the med room. She called 911 because she had a patient who was combative. This is not an easy place to work. So when there are issues, they're investigated. We have three legal aid advocates in the hospital who have offices in the hospital. And keep in mind, all of our individuals are mandatory reporters. So when we have an incident, one incident had five people call and report it. And then we investigate, then legal aid investigates, Disability Rights investigates, OFLAC comes in. This is one of the most regulated industries in the country. short of nuclear power. So there are no secrets here. It's not perfect, but we take good care of folks. So the implication that we're covering anything up, we're not doing what we're